My people, I want to welcome you to Youngster 101 Podcast.
boys and girls, the second lockdown has, is upon us. The second lockdown is upon us. And, man, it's going to be absolutely tough, like, gonna be mad crazy tough, man. 6 weeks, lads. 6 weeks. And the furthest you can go is like 5k away from your residence. Man, that's like being locked up like an animal in a cage, man. That's absolutely disgraceful, if you ask me. Like, do you know what I mean? The government have no clue what they're doing, like. But damn me. 6 weeks. It's gonna be tough, man. Mentally as well, I think. It's gonna be mentally tough, yeah. But you know what we need to do, boys and girls? We need to check one another, yeah. We need to check on one another, like catch up with friends, make sure they're doing okay. Do you know what? Actually, just today, well, I'm telling you this story. Today, yeah, I met up with a friend. Well, I didn't meet up with a friend. We weren't even meeting up. I just bumped into him, right? And I bumped into him. I was like, oh, here, he was going home then. I was like, I'll give him a lift. And then we end up chatting for a bit, right? And, like, I'd like to thank this guy. This guy used to be my old housemate, will I say. So this guy used to be my old housemate. And, like, I'd like to think we were great friends, like, you know what I mean? And, but then I moved house. We both moved house, like, to a different house. And we were always friends, like, you know what I mean? But we never got to see each other, so we were always planning to meet up and catch up and, you know, planning for years or whatever. So I haven't seen him, like, nearly 2-3 years. And so I bumped into him there today, and we're chatting away. And the lad turns around to me and tells me he had two bleeding heart attacks. Not one, two. A henny doe, and the trois. 1, 2, 3, shocked. Quick fix. 1, 2. Uno, dos. Do you know what I mean? 2. Heart attack, like, 2. Serious, like, do you know what? So he could have, like, died twice. It's not even funny, like, he could have died twice, and, like, I wouldn't have known, like, do you know what I mean? It's mad, and, like, this guy did a lot for me, man. He did a lot. He looked after me, like, we were housemates, yeah. He looked after me. He was a nice lad, like, you get me? And to think he would have died without me knowing, like, you know, that's mad, like. So, you need to look after your friends, like, do you know? Like, to think about it, this lad let me sleep in his bed. We're housemates, right? And, I have my room next to his room. But he let me sleep in his bed, and he went to sleep off somewhere else, because I was so drunk. And, like, I pissed in his bed and all. Right, you know what, I tell you the whole story properly. I tell you the proper story, right? So this is what happened, yeah. What's it called? It was like Ragwick. This was years ago now, like, so yeah, it's like fucking 600 years ago or something. Yeah. Nah, but this was like Ragwick, yeah. And we were going out every day, all the day, shots on the hour, every hour. And there was this challenge going around called the Hennessy Challenge, yeah. I don't know if people still remember that. It was saying the Hennessy Challenge. The big boys were doing it around the house parties, yeah. So it was all over Snapchat, and I'm like, so the Hennessy Challenge was basically here. You pay like €5, yeah, to take 12 shots of Hennessy. 11 shots of Hennessy, one after another, yeah. And then if you can make it out that night after those shots, you get a free bottle of Hennessy, full one, which is handy, like, you know what I mean? But there was videos going around Snapchat and everyone's failing it, and I'm like, oh, that was Pussios, yeah, that was Boomba Clack, like that little chicken, you know what I mean? That I'll handle fresh out of Hennessy, no bother. So I arranged it with the lads. We were at a house party one of the nights. They brought the Henny out, I gave my fiver. Man, I was chatting bear shit. I was like, well, I can handle this, blah de blah. I was talking bear shit anyway, so I was like, oh, I'm a bartender, I taste alcohol, and those, for anyone that work with me, they know I like my whiskeys and my brandies. When I'm cleaning the shelves, I like tasting, do you know what I mean? So like, I like brandy, like, I like. So I thought I was mad, I could handle this, man, I was talking bear shit. They were like, go on, so. Yeah, so, I did 10 shots, yeah. But, like, this was a house party, so the club wasn't open yet. And they were like, you have to wait till you go out, like, then everyone's gonna go out together. Do you know what I mean? Which was calm, yeah. But, you know, back then I was on those roadman things, you know, so I had a pink thing on my phone. That was a different party. And she was like, come over to this party. But I was at a different party. So I was like, lads, I actually need to go see this painting real quick. And they're like, nah, we can't leave you go out on your own. You have to wait with us. We have to make sure you're all right and all that. And I was like, you know what, boys? Yeah, since I'm a bad man like that, yeah, I'll take 2 more shots. And then if I'm okay in 15 minutes after the 2 shots, let me go to this painting. And they were like, can't still. I took 2 more shots. So that's 13 shots altogether, yeah. Of brandy, boom, boom, boom. So after 15 minutes, I'm like, yo, I'm fine. I was talking bear shit in those 15 minutes. So after those 15 minutes, I was like, yo, I'm fine now. Can I go to this party, to the painting? And they're like, yeah, come on, we'll go with you. And the minute I step outside, boys and girl, that's all she wrote. Like, I can't even remember how I got home. I can't remember nothing, legitly. All I remember is waking up in this housemate's bed, where my boxes were, so I pissed his bed. So apparently what happened is, the minute I stepped out the gaff, I basically lost it. I was like mad drunk, like couldn't work, I was all over the place. They had to put me in a taxi. They brought me home to my bed, but I was getting sick all over the place. Then I got in my bed, I pissed my bed, so my roommate felt bad, he didn't let me to sleep in my bed, pissed the bed. So he brought me to his bed, and he went off to sleep somewhere else, and I pissed his bed. Yeah, and the worst part of the whole thing, yeah, I woke up at like early in the morning, I realized I wasn't in my bed, I was like, what the hell? Still locked. I was like, I waddled back to my bed full of fist. No matter, I got in, slept for a bit, woke up. Man was mad thirsty, yeah. Mad thirsty. So I went downstairs and I was mad thirsty, so I wanted something real cold, something out of the fridge. Right? So I had, there was nothing in the fridge, so my option was milk in the fridge. Oh, tap water. But the milk was there, so it would have been nice and cold, like. So I went for milk, and I was mad thirsty, so I downed half a liter bottle of milk. No bother, felt real good. Went back to bed. 10 minutes later, got back up. Got sick of all the milk that I drank all over my floor. Now, keep in mind now, my floor was matted, carpeted, may I say. Carpeted floor, so all the milk sank right into the carpet with all the other sick. Like, I got sick like three times or something. Madness, milk everywhere. So I cleaned, I went back to bed, I left the floor messy like that. The boys were nice enough, they came back and checked on me during the day and see all the sick and all, but they realized I was alive, so they went off again. So like, later on that day, I cleaned all the sick, right? But because my room was carpeted, the milk sank like inside. So 2 days later, the smell of corn off milk was over, all over my room. And I could never bring a girl back to my room because it smelled like corn off milk every day, all day. Came so bad to a stage that I just had to put carpet clean. You know, the powder you put and you hoover it back up with the yolk. I just had to put that permanently on my carpet without even hoovering, just to get the smell out. And yeah, that's what this friend did for me. Let me piss in his bed. And he nearly died of a heart attack and I didn't know. But the moral of the story is, check on your friends in this lockdown, boys and girls, because they might have a heart attack. God, touch wood. I'm currently sitting on the sofa, but yeah, imagine I'm touching wood. But honestly, everyone check on one another. Bless.